This is Messages from the Universe with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. Here, Lori delivers information from the Mastery Realms related to astrology, planetary influences, energy surges, and generally how we are evolving. She connects with angels, guides, ascended masters, astro beings, and those that come forward with messages to help us on our journey. Welcome, everyone, to Messages from the Universe podcast.
Hello, this is Lori Wondra, and thank you for listening. Today is all about gratitude. Gratitude about our earthly home, the place that we call Gaia, Earth, but it's also gratitude about you. Now, Gaia, Earth, is a living, breathing, conscious being just like you. She's energy. Her human inhabitants who live on her planetary self, though they may not yet be awakened to their own inner self, they also may not be able to imagine or conceive that Gaia also is or has a higher self. She is ascending consciousness just like us. She's a celestial being, and you will not be leaving her. You will be transmuting with her. As she evolves, so do you. And she still is in the process of revolving and changing and battling the extreme abuse, dysfunctionality, and disharmony. So it would be great benefit to her and all of you if you could dedicate some of your light, some of your co-creative powers and healing energy in healing her. The more she is healed, the more we'll all be able to feel her energies and accelerate her and you into higher consciousness, higher frequencies, and of course, new realities. More than ever, she is ready and waiting to help you transmute the energy, but she's also ready to receive and to give abundance if you are willing to consciously work with her. One of my favorite writings is from Luke Smith. It's an invocation from the Arcturian and the Palladian starseed group, the I Am Gaia poem. And it goes like this. I am the dawn and the evening breeze, the desert sun and polar freeze. I am the land and I am the sea. This is the planet I came to be. I came to Gaia as she is me. I ebb and flow with the sea. I am the planet of green and blue. And now remember what I came to do. As one with me, please do awake and help heal me for heaven's sake. For heaven on earth has now begun as each of you become one. And again, that writing is from the invocation from Luke Smith of the Arcturian and Palladian Starseed Group. We don't often tell the people that mean the most to us what they do mean to us. There are times we tell them we love them. There are times that we wish them well, times that we wish them good luck, congratulate them, tell them we're proud, that we support them, and that we're there for them. But most often, we forget to remind them how important they are to us in our lives and how grateful that they are to be part of our journey. We forget to tell them how important their energy and their light and their vibration is to us and to the planet. I'm going to use this time to tell you how grateful I am for you. So for me to you and the light beings that you are, I am in gratitude of you for being the loving light that you are, for accepting and acknowledging that you are this light. You are energy, you are vibration, you are love, you are passion, you are happiness, you are joy, you are abundance. You are the vibration of all that you desire, demand, and of course you deserve. I am in gratitude that you've brought your vibration to this earth at this time. You're on a mission, and you chose this time, this place, these experiences and events, that you've chosen the interactions and the evolution you are an important part of. You have brought an important needed light to Earth, and you are the holder of this light. You stand holding this light. This light is strong and vibrant, yet sometimes the responsibility of it may leave you feeling unsure, scared, or even questioning, why me? Sometimes the force and the possibility of this light may bring doubt or moments without clarity of what you need to do with its power. Yet this light that you are at your core is steady, strong, and solid, and you only need to remember that you are this vibrational energy. It is not something outside of you, but it is so vibrantly within you. I am in gratitude that you hold this light. I see you in this light. I see you shining. I am in gratitude that you hold this light and that you allow your light to expand, grow, and evolve for what is needed. You shine. You give your light in the form of loving, caring energy for others and for yourself. In holding this light, you are responsible for this light and allowing it to feed you and then feed others. To never give more than you have for yourself. To be loving and caring towards yourself first. The healing and support of this vibration light is you, and the care of your light is important. It is a responsibility you have to yourself. Protect it. Shield it. Acknowledge it. Use it. But know it is your light. You hold it. It is you, and no one can take it away from you. Only when you choose to diminish your light will it dim. No one can dim it for you. Stand strong and powerful in this light and allow your light to shine vibrantly. Allow it to grow and to evolve. In allowing it to grow and evolve, you illuminate places and souls around you. I am in gratitude when you are willing to shine your light to illuminate other places and souls. For how are we all to get any brighter unless we all shine our collective lights? By shining and sharing your energy without diminishing your light, you lead energy to the greater of all. You urge other souls to contribute their energy to a common cause of illumination. This is how humanity changes and it grows. It's a collection of souls willing to shine and evolve together. I am in gratitude that you allow your light to be newly ignited each and every day, and you share this light to the world, learning from others, experiencing the shadows, the ebbs and the flows that are natural to the source of energy that you are. It is impossible to always shine at 100%, but to know when to rest or when to lean on others. In trusting your light and the light of others, you continue the process of evolution, and I am in gratitude of you, light being. So for me to you and the light being that you are, I am in gratitude of you, light being, for being that loving light that you are, for bringing your light to this earth, for being the holder of this light, standing steady and solid and strong when sometimes in doubt and without clarity of what to do with all your light, for allowing your light to expand, grow, and evolve for what is needed, for allowing your light to illuminate places and souls around you, for allowing your light to be newly ignited each and every day as you share this to the world, for trusting this light and trusting the process in your own evolution. I am in gratitude of you, light being. This is Lori Wondra of Your Life Core, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Messages from the Universe podcast with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. For current events or to schedule a private session with Lori, please visit yourlifecore.com.